Thank you for the pause.
It will work. Does that mean that you're going to go out there and make 500 times the amount you put in there? Maybe not. But if you have patience and you do and you act responsibly, you're going to have one heck of a lot more than anybody who does not do this. But not if you go into receivership. They'll push you into bankruptcy. And quite frankly, for the ones trying to struggle through this, that's the best thing that could happen. And if they were going to run out on you, and if I were going to run out on you, we would have been gone when there was money. For goodness sakes. You don't have such a hot nation anymore. You are the seat of corruption. If these people didn't want to make it work for you and feel responsible for anything and everything that I've conjured up, they'd be gone, like George Green. And to make himself feel right and to hold on to some gold pot, he would pull down everybody. I'm not going to sit by while Satan wins this round. I don't care what it takes from Dorma or EJ or all of you in this room. And it takes responsibility from you. Ones do not need to come in and fill up your obligation. Ones have been willing to do that. But I'll tell you, you all better start writing. How are you going to get it stopped? You stop it. That's how. And since you obviously cannot do it through the lawyers and the courts, you do it through anywhere you can. Mr. Abbott has pull with the Associated Press. So they can just put out the whole blanket of lies and nobody does anything about it. Except, oh, isn't that a shame? Shame. You don't even know how to play the same game they're in. They've now filed another paper and it mentions receivership on there. Receiver. Everybody who has one cotton picking dollar invested in anything around here should be on a lawsuit to end them all. As long as they can get away with it, they will get away with it. And as long as all you do is wring your hands, they will get away with it. And you've been provided with example after example. Goes down now. Oh, everybody better wring your hands again. It hit $5 off. Where can it go? Where can it go? All the way. To $35 an ounce, at least. That's where it was once, wasn't it?
Right.
Well, then I better not... I better just get mine out.
Not the answer.
BS. You can't. The bank will get it first. It has nothing to do with management. You do what is the wisest thing to do. And you do it for the right reason, and God will make sure you do not hurt. You do it for the wrong reasons, he's going to leave you flounder. Because he sends his people, and I'm not going to do anything to my enemy. Either for or against. Because they're not my enemy. They're not trying to get what I have in that direction. They're trying to get everything that I have. And they know they can't. So you're the ones going to take the beating. No, you don't. You only accept the beating if you accept the beating. Well, the attorneys don't work for nothing. They sure don't. You don't fix the system so that you can go up there and defend yourself. But you might be surprised. You might be surprised. You may not even need an attorney if about 300 or 400 of you join forces. Why does David Overton need to write a letter to Judge Gamble about his property? Because he's the only one left amongst all of you that can. All the rest of you, they will not even talk to you. You have an attorney. Now, you cannot come into the courtroom without an attorney either, but an 80-some-odd-year-old man waiting to get his property back that is being argued over now by a whole bunch more can go straight to those justices, to the top of the Supreme Court. And I've asked him to do it. Am I trying to get his goal? No. I'm trying to see to it that your enemy does not. And that some justice can be shown out of some system somewhere. He asked for his money back. The judge ordered it to be given back. And the absolute thieves have tied it up in the Supreme Court. Why? Are you going to tell me that Leon Fort has a right to Dave Overton's gold because George Green stole it? Are you going to tell me that alcoholic, drunken Abbott has a right to money from David Overton because George Green promised it after he stole it? And then you want me to tell you how to fix your world. You start with what is right and you never bend. You get as shrewd as they are and you never bend from God. Don't misunderstand the lie from the fibs either. Truth will get you there, but these SOBs lie all the time. And they get away with it. And in this instance, you do it correctly. The one standing on the basis of truth and right will prevail because the rest look like such asses. You better believe it. I want him to write to the Supreme Court Chief Justice and that judge that made that ruling that no longer feels he has any control over it. BS! Those people went in there and demanded a jury trial, and George used that against all of you. I have even demanded a jury trial. 2 days before the trial, they rescinded that. They canceled it. We don't need a jury. We trust you, Your Honor. We had a big bunch of trouble, didn't we, over that? Do we go ahead and make a big fuss? I mean, everybody's come all the way. No. Because your attorney, in his attorney way, agreed. It's fine. Because now look at what you've got. They are now arguing on the basis they didn't have a fair trial. Stupid, isn't it? Silly, isn't it? All the while, the legal fees are just billowing. And the minute you don't pay your legal fees, what happens? You have no attorney. I want this settled. I want Dave to get his property back. And I can see that they will listen to him. None of the rest of you can approach the hem of the God's garment on the bench. Dave Overton is the only one who can write a direct letter and make his demands. Does it mean they will honor it? No, but probably. They will probably say this man wants his property back for himself. And it's his, give it to him. And then see how long these other things go on. They're over. The minute the gold is not possible in their clutches, it will go away. And for the attorneys of the world, my God, when there is funding, there is unlimited lawsuits. You haven't even started. And it won't rot your souls. You'll be bringing back your constitutional law. What the FBI free did this week should be enough for you. Hardly makes the paper. Well, they found a few little things wrong on Weaver Mountain. You know, killing Vicky was just accident. They were aiming at something else. One gets 15 days sanction. One gets 10 and one gets 5. The price of killing a mother, a son, a dog. Well, after all, they killed Deegan. They didn't kill Deegan. Your own bunch of henchmen killed him too. It's over. Well, it was too bad if it was wrong, but we're just protecting our brother. Not only was one of them hardly even slapped on the hand, but he's going to be put in the position of being over in authority a bunch of the rest of the bunch in the FBI. Yes, indeed. I want these lawsuits ended, but I want them ended right. I want them ended right. And I will not have our work in the honor of Walter Russell fall into the hands so that they can sell them and they can clean up or whatever they want to do with them. No. Either they come with a joint agreement that these books can be sold and plenty of honor to Mr. Walter Russell, and you can split and pay for these confounded attorney's fees, or we'll watch them burn them. Because that's where your world is at. If you don't like it, just burn it. I'll tell you, Hayakawa doesn't say, don't use my stuff. Neither does Jordan Maxwell. The ones who understand the program don't object to anything, even to invisible space commanders. Because if they know it's that bad, they also know there is a God and it's also that good. But it doesn't mean that if they dump a neutron particle bomb out here, that it ain't going to swap over on you. So what you have to do is make sure they don't drop it. And you've got about 3 sets of enemies out there at each other. And you've got Japan just about to fall into the sea. And when Japan falls into the sea, that means you don't have 20 minutes left on this coast. And if I seem a bit distracted, it's because there are quite a few other things going on around your world. That does not mean I'm going to let you off the hook. This is it. Everybody hear me. This is it. This is where the word is going to be the nucleus. And if I were all of you, I'd start keeping up. I think it's worth 30 cents to come over every day and take a master and go down there. You're getting to the fun part, man. These are really, really sensitive things that put James Bond to silly shame. What was going on when your shuttle program first started is nothing to what they've got now. And still, the Russian cosmospheres have supremacy. Oh, but they're probably on our side then. Goody, goody, two-shoes. If they are the enemy of your government and your government has you incarcerated, they are going to blow you away. Get with the program. Well, then why do we have to go through all this silliness? Why did John have to go to an Alzheimer's center? Well, for one thing, how else would you have learned those lessons? Be grateful that he did it for you. Be grateful enough for the lessons that came from that. But let's not let him off the hook. He was failing a little bit also. And we get awfully self-centered. And his life had begun to rotate 100% around pushing Eleanor around in that chair. He was already in prison, do you see? And he would have gone to his death that way. So out of what appears to be the most heinous comes freedom. And you have to walk through it. It's a memory now. And you made it, see. But let me tell you something else. Your enemies don't ever let up. But you do. Well, I don't know. That worm stuff kind of makes me nauseated. Let me tell you what is happening. They are able, with these frequencies, to absolutely program a fluke to do anything. And you've got them in your brain. What do you think Alzheimer's is? Brain changes. What would cause it? Programmed invasion. These are bloodsuckers. And everything they carry now are programmed biological viruses, bacteria, you name it. They can be programmed to go to a specific organ. And of course, the best one is the brain. Oh, well, I think it's aluminum from anti-deodorants. No. It's parasites. But you say if we get rid of them, how do they wash out of the brain? It takes a while. So you have to improve the immune system and supply what is going to be lacking. Well, I don't know. And it's not that weight loss program, sir. I take that stuff and I'm still hungry. Because you have flukes and other parasites and screw you worms that are trained to be addicted to the substance you pour in your face. And they nag you and nag you till you pour some more in. And they take the nutrients out of it and all that is left is its ability to turn to fat. And the more sedentary you are, the healthier become the flukes. Some of these heavy people are going to lose 10 pounds the first week with nothing but the parasites. Get your body balanced. It will not nag at you for these other things. Oh, you're already into the habit. So the first thing you may think of is a cookie. But that's because you're depressed or you're distressed or you're concerned or you're worried. And if you get yourself focused on the light and go work, it will pass. And if you go get the cookie, get the cookie. But for goodness sakes, enjoy it. Dorma has no right to blame John for her eating a cookie. Blame the responsible parties, clear it up, and then accept the responsibility. I am what I am. Get rid of these parasites, and I'm telling you, you're getting rid of the addiction. It is the parasite you carry that is the addiction. And you let that blood sugar level come down a little bit, except they don't really care about sugar. They like to convert that to fat. They will deplete you of insulin. But they will do it in such a way that if you take too much insulin, it will kill you. They're programmed to do that. And they can do it. And those can be introduced right through the tiniest insulin syringe. The egg. And if you haven't read my writings this week, I'm telling you, you better start investing in whatever it takes to come down and get a copy. I am not going to ask Zita to do it. Take responsibility for yourself. Take the master, go down to the corner and pay for it. Don't come to me and say, I am just overwhelmed and I only have 20 minutes with my family. How am I ever going to get through all this material? I don't care if you don't. But don't expect to have the answers if you don't bother to get them. Well, nobody puts them out at Brewer's anymore. How do I can get the paper? Well, if you don't care about your nation any more than that, don't tell me your sad story. If you want health and life and freedom, there is nothing that will prevent you from getting the way to do it. You don't want it enough. Well, I thought by now it would be easier. No way, Jose. You did not. If you did, you lied to yourself. I didn't lie to you. I said it is going to be a real bitch. Now, maybe I need to explain that because obviously Gingrich got in trouble for using that term. We're going to make it. I have no intention of doing anything else. I would hope that some of you come with me. I certainly do not in any way mean that you've got to do anything. You're not going to get your nation and freedom back and your soul into your own care unless you want it bad enough to do it. And you can look around and you can see how many would be at the football game today. Not to mention the ones watching. It doesn't look too great, does it? Well, maybe if we had a church so everybody felt like they were coming to church. Well, thank you. God's not gone anywhere. Does this mean that you have to do it all? Nope. You only have to do whatever it is you need to do. And then it always comes down, but what if we fail? What if we fail? Is it too late? Depends on how much you believe. I said, if it comes to the destruction of your planet, you're all there just like that. Does it mean I'm going to snatch you up because you're going to have to walk across the gravel? Who do you think you are? You said you wanted to do this. Reality is a lot harder than the illusion and the dream. And you ones are having to begin to face this. What is an abduction? What is this? What is that? Every one of you now can look at these abductees and say, you're full of it. I'm there every night. It isn't like that. We work our asses off. What do you mean they're poking on you? Everything is a focus, a creation, a projection of the thought of God. That means that you've got to play. The enemy knows well enough that if he can control your mind and thoughts, he's got the game won, because that's where the game started. You can be made to believe anything if you fall for it. You also have the mechanism from God that allows you not to do that. So if you go ahead and do it, that's up to you. It's like witchcraft. Well, are witches bad or good? I don't know whether they're bad or good. It depends on what your intent is. And if you're good, why would you call yourself a witch? That means an enchantress. What do you want to do? Get with God in a worthy world? Or are you trying to be an enchantress to distract somebody? Study the meanings of the words, even the words you've got and you use. Well, I'd rather be an enchantress than a drag like you are. Gotta work. Well, don't work. Go be an enchantress. But be prepared to face the consequences. Turn all the resources down. Turn down the life ring, the lifeboat, the rubber band, whatever you want to turn down, turn it down. Don't bitch to God because he didn't save you. And have compassion for those who get caught off guard. Look at the ones in Los Angeles flooded out. Well, the facts are that if they paid any attention at all, they knew that eventually it was going to rain. It would help to have the Christmas trees out of the drainage ditches. Well, that doesn't help Joe Blow down there because his house is ruined. No, it doesn't, and somebody ought to help him. But even Joe Blow could have put some sandbags and maybe shored up the foundation of his house. Maybe not. But it doesn't do any good to blame your neighbor who's in the same boat. This is life. Life is what happens while you're not paying any attention. It used to be while you're making other plans. Man doesn't make any plans, except maybe to go to the Super Bowl. And now you're going to think that I don't like your gladiator sports. Well, I don't particularly. But I certainly don't object to you watching the football game after you write your letters for the day. Or don't tell me your sad story. Why don't you have money? Why don't you get Ron Jackson out? He says 72 hours he can have your money. Well, what if he doesn't? Well, you ain't ever going to know if you don't get him out, will you? And I repeat, after all the snide slapping that he has taken, he's having to take a real whipping. Because a lot of our readers are writing him some very cruel things. That causes growth. It also causes confrontation of fact. It also causes a sobering up of one whose ego is being really highly manipulated now. Maybe he was never anything. Maybe he is a Benedict Arnold. But that's not what he says he is. And what he says he wants to do is serve the nation. Does that mean he's godly? That's between him and God. It isn't your business. And I hear you. Well, but it is my business whether or not I unleash a worse evil onto us. How can he be worse? You've at least had the promise of the hope and something to prod you along. There is real despair when there is no hope. Well, but I don't think you want us to hang to a fantasy. No, I don't. But there's nothing wrong with a fantasy or the dream. As long as you keep pushing. If you think you're going to sit back and wait for $2.5 million to come to continue or quit or whatever with the US&P, think again about your purpose. Let's have cookies and this. Let's have this tape. I want to get on with this tape. This is good. You're going to see roads you recognize. It's in your dooryard, people. This is a hot place. It's in your dooryard. Thank you.